Before we go any further, I just want to offer a special welcome to those of you listening in for the first time. Make sure you click on the subscribe link on the podcast page so that you'll be among the first to receive new content. And of course, our subscribers are near and dear to our hearts, and you never know what special goodies you'll have access to when you subscribe. So remember to join us by searching my name on iTunes or going to WendyKnightAgardShow.com. Now, let's talk about the blue leopard. What on earth is the blue leopard? Well, you know when you have one of those dreams that stays with you for days? You know, one of those dreams when you wake up and it feels like it was so real that you find yourself questioning which is reality? You know, you right now remembering the dream or you in the dream? Are you in the dream now or were you in the dream then? And then you find yourself reviewing the whole dream and, you know, just kind of looking at it with childlike wonder, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that happened and then that happened. And it just feels like that dream lasted the whole night when, you know, your intellect tells you it probably lasted 10 minutes or 20 minutes. I don't know how long dreams last. But it felt like you were on this extensive, never-ending journey in this dream. Well, I had one of those dreams recently, and it was all about this thing that I'm calling a blue leopard, because leopard is just the term that comes to mind, but what it was an animal, sort of the shape of a leopard, and it was a blue, a deep yet light-colored blue, so it was really deep in hue, if that's the right term, not quite turquoise, kind of like a deep ocean blue. And this leopard had a really long neck, so it wasn't really a leopard, but hey, that's the word that comes to mind. The neck was maybe 3 or 4 feet long, and the rest of the body was about the size of a leopard, and it had kind of a white area on its chest, and it had these big sort of cartoon-like eyes, even though in the dream it was very real. It wasn't a cartoon, and these big eyes had these big eyelashes that just exuded, now I've come to understand, love, but I didn't get that at the beginning in the dream. So I was afraid of this blue leopard. And in my house in the dream, there were windows everywhere. That must be my dream house because I love lots of light coming in. And there were floor-to-ceiling windows almost everywhere, especially in the main living area of the house. And every time I came into that room in the dream, the blue leopard would be standing outside, just outside the window, just quietly looking at me. Not growling, not saying anything, if leopards could talk, not doing anything, but just looking at me. And it would blink those big eyes and the big eyelashes. And I was extremely, at first I was fearful, and then it became more of a discomfort and an anger in the dream. As the dream went on, every time I came into the room and saw that leopard looking at me through the glass, I'd have these emotions, anger, frustration, irritation, discomfort. And so I would sort of run toward the windows and almost try to scare the leopard away. You know, I'd sort of, you know, make noises and arm motions, and it would run away. I never opened the door, though, because I was afraid of it, and I didn't want to let it into the house. And I felt this need to protect my family from this blue leopard, that somehow, it was dangerous. So this went on in the dream, all these, you know, just regular mundane things, me living my life, leaving the house, coming back, and every time I came into this room, that leopard would be sitting outside the window, and I'd get upset. And so it was only after I woke up, toward the end of the dream, I started to get a little more used to the leopard, actually. And it was sort of like, oh, there it is again. But still, it was puzzling. And it was only after I woke up that when I was in this stage of, you know, what is real? Is this real or was that real? And really reviewing it all, that all of a sudden, bam, it came to me that that leopard had been there in the dream to help me. It wasn't there to irritate me. It wasn't there to threaten me or hurt my family. It was actually there to help me. I don't know why or how I got that message, but it was clear as day as I was lying there in my bed, realizing what was reality, reviewing the dream. It was absolutely clear, and I became absolutely sure that that leopard was there to serve a purpose in supporting me, actually, and in giving me gifts that I would be able to draw upon in the future. And even though those gifts weren't clearly defined in the dream, the message, yeah, it was like a divine implantation, you know? The message was so strong and so clear that this strange-looking blue leopard that I'd never seen before was actually there to help me. And as I lied there thinking about this, I'm like, oh, okay, why was I so upset and irritated and angry and felt like I had to fight this thing in the dream and close the drapes and scare it away, when really all I had to do was accept it and allow it into my life, and it was going to give me something great. And of course, then it all started to become much more clear, and I realized that, ah, okay, this is a metaphor for my life. This is a metaphor for, you know, when things aren't going the way we want and we resist them, we try to protect ourselves from them. We try to get rid of them. We close the curtains, so to speak, on them, as I was doing with the blue leopard. Instead of realizing that those things are there for a reason, just like the blue leopard, they're actually there to help us. They're actually there as gifts. And if we just let it, if we let that blue leopard, that unknown thing or that thing that we didn't want in our lives or we didn't plan on happening, is actually there to help us. If we just accept that it's actually there to help us, even when the experience of it is scary, as I was originally scared by the leopard, or annoying, or painful, or uncomfortable. You know, we judge these things as bad, but it doesn't mean they're not still incredibly valuable. Just like I got the message that this blue leopard was valuable. And it's funny because after I thought that through and really realized that the leopard was there all along to help me, even though I was awake, I revisited the images of the leopard in my dream, and I saw that the leopard never had a look of malice on its face. Even though I was scared and angry and irritated and uncomfortable with it, it always had this sort of welcoming, loving look, and it would blink those big eyes. And in hindsight, again, looking at the dream, I realized it was just saying, "It's all okay, Wendy. It's going to be okay." It was actually trying to give me comfort. It's just that at the time, I couldn't see it. I guess my intellect in the dream decided that, hey, I've never seen a blue leopard. Never mind one with a neck that's 3 or 4 inches feet tall. What was that? What's that about? And these big cartoon-like eyes with big long eyelashes? I mean, it's just something I don't know. So I'm going to decide it's a negative thing. And sure enough, as I said, when I look back, I realized, no, it had nothing but a look of love and support and kindness on its face every time I saw it. So, you know, what struggle, what hardship or difficult situation in your life have you been resisting the way I was resisting the blue leopard in the dream? Remember, what you resist persists. So the trick is to surrender to it and allow it to help you, even when it's strange and odd and you don't even understand it, like that blue leopard. Allow it to form the foundation for something amazing that is about to happen because of it. And I tell you, I don't know exactly what amazing thing. I have a sense. I think it is related to this work that I'm doing. I really do. But I don't know exactly. You know, I don't know if someone's going to discover this podcast and tell me, I don't know, they want me on a big name TV show or something. I don't know if a short story I'm working on for a book, a collaborative book project I'm in, is going to take off, and maybe there's something uncomfortable about that, but you know, the blue leopard's there to tell me that it's all going to be good. I don't know if my frustration with maybe the business not growing as fast as I want it to, if the lesson is just, no, Wendy, stay on the right track. What I'm saying is, all of these things that are in my life that I know are coming up, I am taking a new look at because of the blue leopard, because of the message I got from that blue leopard. And so that's what I want you to do. I want you to take something that you're struggling with in your life, and remember, what you resist persists. Surrender to it. look at it from a different viewpoint. You know, look at how this thing is going to help you move forward. Is there a different message than the one that you've been actually concluding all along? Look for that. Now, what does all this have to do with emotional eating? Well, as you know from the topics I've been discussing, emotional eating is simply a reflection of things that we need to address in our consciousness. So in these podcasts, in my videos, and in all of my work around this, you'll see that really the things I'm talking about can apply to any situation that relates to evolving your consciousness. Emotional eating is a doorway. You know, understanding your emotional eating is a really powerful doorway into evolving your consciousness. And so, you know, we eat to address these things that we've been resisting in our lives, don't we? Whether we do it consciously, where we say, oh, man, I'm frustrated. I'm going to go out and have a burger and fries because that's all I can get today as a treat, and that's all I can control, so I'm going to go out and do that. Or whether we do it subconsciously, where we don't even realize that we're eating really to stuff down the struggles, the painful emotions, the acceptance, or the working through of past traumas, whatever it is, or even the frustration with our weight. It's amazing how the frustration with our weight actually becomes a catalyst to more emotional eating. Whatever it is, we know we've all done it. And I know, you know, some of us still do it from time to time. And so I really realized as I was replaying that dream that I've done this so many times in my life. I've tried to fight against the thing I don't want. I've struggled. I've been swimming upstream. And, you know, shortly after, speaking of swimming upstream, shortly after that dream, you know, maybe it was a week or two later, I found myself doing it again about something. It was related to work. I can't even remember what it was now. Maybe it wasn't going as fast as I'd like. And I heard myself say to myself, Wendy, swim downstream. Go with the current. Stop trying to swim upstream. You know, this is the surrender that we all need to breathe into and just dive into. I mean, even as I'm talking about it, I can feel a little bit of tension in my upper chest and shoulders just releasing because I'm reconnecting with that feeling of going with the flow and streaming down the current and not fighting so hard, swimming so hard upstream. I hope you can feel that yourselves, or at least feel my experience of it, so that you can connect with that feeling and try to get back to that feeling the next time you're struggling. And hopefully this podcast will help you step out of that struggle and to go with that stream. And so, yeah, so often in my life, I felt myself doing that, swimming upstream, fighting, and trying to get rid of things or suppress them or stuff them down. And it's only, you know how it's only years later that you look back on a situation like that and you say, wow, that situation has served me so well. You know, because I work with clients, because I do this kind of work, because I do private coaching and speaking and so on, where do you think all my learnings come from? Where do you think all my stories come from? What do you think gives me the genuine capacity to relate to something my client or an audience has gone through? It's me having gone through my own struggles. Yes, I've got the training, the doctor of Heilkins medicine, the coaching training, all that stuff, the anthroposophy, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's nothing that makes it more real in the moment than my own personal experiences. And so the older I get, the more I try to evolve my consciousness, the more I realize how every struggle has its purpose. And just like the blue leopard kept blinking at me outside the window and trying to tell me, I'm here to help. Whatever it is, I might look odd. The situation might be odd. It might be strange. You might not understand it. You might not even want to accept it yet. But here I am imploring you to accept it, to stop resisting, to surrender, and to go with the flow. So that, to me, is the message of the Blue Leopard dream. And it's just become so clear to me, and I wanted to share that with you so that when you feel like you're swimming upstream, stop for a moment and just turn around and go with the flow. Stop moving your arms and leg. All you have to do is float when you're going with the flow of the river, right? takes no effort at all. So let's all speed up our success in whatever struggle we're working with, whether it's our weight, something in our business, a relationship issue, whatever it is that's happening on the emotional side and causing struggle. Let's speed up our success by really learning to see the situation while it's happening, instead of looking back 5 years, 10 years, and understanding what that struggle was about. Let's make a conscious effort to start seeing that in the moment. So when you feel that struggle in your body, in your mind, in your frustration, when you hear it in your voice as you're talking to a friend and complaining about something, stop. Stop. Take a deep breath. And then connect with this idea of the blue leopard and say, ah, this is just a blue leopard. All right, let him in. Let the blue leopard into your house and see what happens. I, for one, am going to try to connect with this truth on a deeper level and live it as best I can. I know that's what that dream was about, and I'm going to make good use of that dream and the time I spent analyzing it. And I hope you do too. So until next time, keep in touch on Facebook. Search for the What's Eating You page. Remember, it's What's Eating You with just the letter U. And on Twitter, at What's Eating You. This is Wendy Knight Agard, signing off from the Wendy Knight Agard Show for today. Peace and love.